Good morning, boys and girls. Nice to see you all again. We're into a new year, but we're returning to the old book. The years come and the years go, but praise God, we have only one message to consider, the message of God. We're going to read some verses from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and it's the chapter 24 we're going to read from. Now, we're sort of going to have to catch up, as it were, stir up our memories, and recall what it was we have learned so far. We're still looking in the Bible at pictures of Christ, turning up scriptures that present to us pictures of the Lord Jesus. Now, you know what it's like when you see a picture of someone, a portrait. They can be taken from one angle or another angle or full-on face, and there's so many different aspects that can be set forth in a picture. Well, it's like that in the Bible. God sets forth different views of the Lord Jesus. Now, here in Genesis chapter 24, we're considering the story of Rebekah being brought from away over in Babylon, right across the country to Israel, where Abraham was and where his son Isaac was. And she is being brought in the providence of God, in the great plan of God, to be the wife of Isaac. And I'm telling you that that is a picture of how God works in bringing sinners to the Savior. Rebekah was to be a bride for Isaac. And God, through the ages, has been gathering a people out of sin and bringing them to Christ. And that people is called in the Bible the Bride of Christ. The Bride of Christ. And many times in the Bible and in the New Testament, we read of sinners who are converted being married to Christ. Being married to Christ. Every wedding, every proper, biblically ordered wedding, illustrates the gospel, you know. The man and the woman are brought together, and they begin to live together as man and wife. And that's how it is in the gospel. Sinners were far away from God, living their own life, following sin, obeying the flesh. Then they're called by grace, brought into union with the Lord Jesus. And from that day, they begin to walk with him, holding his hand indeed, the picture is given us in the scriptures. Holding his hand. What a wonderful picture then we have here in Genesis 24. Now I want to read some verses from the chapter, and maybe that'll take up the most of today's assembly talk, but we'll do that because it's very essential that we have before us the picture as God presents it in his word. Let's start with the verse 10, please. The verse 10 of Genesis chapter 24. And here we are, introduced again, as it were, to the old servant of Abraham, who has been given the task of finding a bride for Isaac. Of course, he doesn't know her name as he starts off. He doesn't know a thing about her. But as things unfold, soon he discovers what her name is, what she looks like, etc. Verse 10. And the serpent took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without or outside the city by a well of water at that time of the evening, when the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, he prays, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And therefore shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking. How wonderfully God answers prayer, you know. Before we're finished praying, sometimes even before we have prayed, God sends the answer. Before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her. He's in a hurry. You should always do God's word like that, eagerly, swiftly. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she hasted. Oh, here's somebody else in a hurry. That's how we should ever respond to the commands of God, with haste. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, "I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking." And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into a trough and ran again. Oh, she's still hasting. And ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace to wit or to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. Oftentimes that was the currency. Men turned their gold into ornaments. This earring, it actually can be translated and might ought to be translated as a nose ring. So it's something that the ladies, I might add, in heathen Babylon, used as ornamentation. You will find, if I might just say this now, that the context in which earrings, etc., are found are not at all good in many instances. It's always worthwhile just to look it up in the Bible and see the context in which you find earrings mentioned. But here, it's part of the treasure that he has brought with him. Abram's servant gives to Rebekah a golden earring and two bracelets. Verse 23, and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor." She said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." And the man bowed his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my father Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. Amen. Now that sets before us the wonderful account of the meeting between Abraham's servant, who's been given this solemn task of finding a suitable bride, the meeting between him and the young woman, Rebekah. You can see it's all of God. That's what we have to learn. First of all, it was all of God. He just came. He didn't know anybody. He just came. And God brought about the meeting. I think we should notice the wonderful leading of God. God, how do we put it, was in charge. He was working out his purpose in this matter. And you know, boys and girls, in this world, in all the activities of this world, God is working out his purpose. And that includes you. You're part of God's purpose. And he would have you live to the fulfilling of his will, so that your life advances his purpose. So, let's note the wonderful leading of God. Little did Rebekah know, as she went out that evening, to do as she did every evening. In the cool of the evening, she went to the well, and she would bring home water. water for the household. And she went that evening. But that evening, she met a man who had a message that would change her whole life for time and eternity. A message that would bring her life into a central part of the great work of God. Rebecca means so much to you and to me, you know, if you're saved. Because Rebecca was one of the forebears of the Lord Jesus Christ. She was the mother, as we know, of Jacob. And you know right down through the generations, then there was born the Lord Jesus. And his humanity can be traced back to Rebecca. And further back, of course, but certainly traced back to Rebecca. She had a central role in the great plan of God. Now notice that prayer played a very important part. As this man travels and comes to the city where he knew the relatives of his master Abraham lived, we read that he prayed, verse 12. Just before anything happened, he stopped and he prayed and he said, O God, let things work out now to thine honor and to the benefit of my master. Now he prayed very specifically. That's how you ought to pray. He didn't offer a little prayer, O God, just overrule everything now, and O God, let everything work out, amen. No, no, look at how he prayed. Verse 12, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for my servant Isaac. See how specific he was? He said, Lord, let there come a young woman out. And when I say to her, let me have a drink, she'll give me drink, but she'll also go and get water for the camels as well. Don't be frightened of asking very specific things of God. We should be specific in our praying. And I want you to notice that nothing is ever accomplished except by prayer. Except by prayer. This was a wise man, this servant of Abraham. Before he did anything, before any developments took place, he asked God to intervene. Listen, boys and girls, you'll never do anything without prayer. You'll never do anything without prayer. You'll never do anything worthwhile. You'll never do anything truly profitable. You'll never do anything that will count in eternity without praying, without praying. I'll quickly ask you to notice the time when this all happened. Look at it, verse 11. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. Here's where God has ordained this great meeting will take place between the servant and the one who is to be the bride of Isaac. It was evening time. And the place, the well of water. Listen, boys and girls, there is a well at which God meets with sinners. Every gospel meeting is assembled around a well. Every time there's a gospel meeting, there's a well in the middle of it. Oh, not one with water as we know it. It's the well of salvation. And as the man of God preaches, he draws out water from the well of salvation. The time is significant as well. It's the evening. You see, an old day was dying, and a new day would soon be born. And it was so for Rebecca. An old way of life was ending, and soon she was to start a new life. And that all began around the well. What a wonderful thing it is to meet with God, to encounter Him. You remember what the Savior said to Zacchaeus? Oh, you know the story of Zacchaeus, the wee man who climbed the tree. The Savior said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he, that is Zacchaeus, is also a son of Abraham. That day, salvation had come. It was a new day, a new dawn. An old day had passed, and Zacchaeus was now drinking of the water of the well of salvation. So it was with Rebecca that day. Now we can't really go any further this morning, But perhaps that will stir up your mind, bring before you what it is we've been looking at, and prepare us to take the study on a little further when we meet again. Let's bow together in prayer. O God, we ask thee to bless your word to every heart. Oh, that even as we are listening to thy word, there might be painted before our very minds the scenes presented to us here. Thou wouldst have us to see these things. Thou hast given us these details for us to visualize the meeting. But above all, Lord, to observe the working out of God's merciful plan. Lord, apply your word to boys and girls. May they learn today the value of prayer. May they know what it is to meet with Christ at the well of salvation and pass into a new day of salvation. Answer our prayers now, we ask, and bless us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.